This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Congressman Ken Buck said he could support giving Americans $2,000 for COVID-19 relief. Speaking to Fox News on Saturday, the Weld County Republican said he'd back the president's stimulus request. Still, Buck is looking for more spending cuts in the government funding bill it's attached to. If the federal funds legislation and relief bill isn't signed, it could spark a federal shutdown at midnight Monday. The House returns tomorrow to vote on options. Democratic Representative Ed Perlmutter hasn't given up on getting his bill through Congress that would help marijuana businesses access banks and other financial services. The bill passed the House last fall, but has not received a vote in the Senate. Perlmutter says he'll keep fighting.
If there is anything that I can attach that bill to in the next session, or between now and the end of this session, I will do that.
But Perlmutter's opportunities are dwindling this year. The House is scheduled to meet once between now and January 3rd, when the new Congress is sworn in. And that meeting would mainly be to try and override President's veto of a defense bill and budget matters. And an avalanche has taken the life of another skier in Colorado. KUSA reports the man's body was found yesterday by Grand County search and rescue teams in First Creek near Berthoud Pass. He's the fourth person to die in an avalanche in Colorado this season. Cooler temperatures for Denver and Colorado Springs today. You're listening to CPR News.